This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Carbondale NAACP will hold its annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast coming up on Monday, January 15th. Hidden Figures, the Women Behind the Movement is the theme, and the breakfast chair is Stephanie Brown. Stephanie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So people may sense that the theme may have something to do with that popular film that was out just recently, Hidden Figures. What's so important in your mind in highlighting the women behind the civil rights movement?
Well, during the time of the civil rights movement, it was also a time of women were supposed to be seen, not heard. There are so many powerful women to recognize. We could hold an all-day event to give those women some type of recognition for all the service that they provided during this time. So we chose four women that we would love for you to come out to our breakfast to see who we chose to represent. And we just want to show everyone, the community, what an impactful mission they had.
Sure. One of the people that also highlights the legacy of Dr. King and these women would be your keynote speaker, I'm sure. Dr. Peggy Bradford is the president of Shawnee Community College. Can you talk about the process of choosing her to be the keynote?
Well, we chose her for several reasons. She is also an SIU graduate. So, and then just that she is the first African-American female president for Shawnee College.
When people look at the legacy of Dr. King, there was this huge discussion when Barack Obama was still president that now that we have an African-American president, that racism is over. And I think that we've seen over the last several months that there are still significant problems in the country. How important is it in your mind to have breakfasts like this and the conversations continuing?
I think it's extremely important. If anything, from the time that President Barack Obama was elected up to now, it showed us actually how much racism still truly exists in America, and it's no longer a quiet secret. It's loud and in your face. So with Dr. Martin Luther King, obviously, with the hopes and dreams of a person will be judged based on the character of their morals instead of the color of their skin, and is more important to me today than it was before I realized what was going on. I wanted to be one of the ones who lived in the bubble that said, oh, times are getting better, times are changing, look at people coming together. And I still believe that to be true. I do believe that there are people who no longer will sit silent, who will raise their voice, and those are the people that we want to obviously keep inspiring, but the ones who are kind of sitting on the sidelines and want to speak up, who are not sure how to speak up or if their voice would even be appreciated. Every voice is appreciated, because just like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice for one is injustice for everyone. So I think that that's an important message.
Certainly those messages and more can be heard at the annual Martin Luther King Day breakfast. It's coming up on Monday, January 15th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the SIUC Student Center Ballroom D. There is a $5 cost to get in. You can also bring in canned food donations for those in need. I know a lot of students are out of class that day. It's probably a good time for young people to learn more.
Absolutely. And Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also a day of service. So the history behind the breakfast was, it's the only federal holiday that's considered a day on and not a day off. So the principle of the breakfast became where you can come in, stop for a breakfast, participate in the workshop, and then go out on your day off and do a community service project. We're trying to incorporate that this year with, if you want to bring a canned good item to the breakfast, we are going to donate to two local food pantries, one be it the SIU student food pantry that you have available for students, and the Good Samaritan House.
Sure. And if you'd like more information, you can get in touch with the Carbondale NAACP, or you can give them a call, you can email them, find them on Facebook. Lots of information available there. If there's one thing that you would like to say to someone who stays away out of not knowing what to expect, or perhaps a fear of trying something new, Stephanie, what would you say to them?
I would say, come out and know that you're in a safe space to ask questions, that your voice and your opinions matter, and that keeping silence in a time of injustice is more of a betrayal to yourself than anyone else. You know, the only questions that are uncomfortable are the ones you usually learn the most from. So it's okay to ask uncomfortable questions, and we appreciate those because that's how we learn and that's how we become more accepting. And step outside of the box. Be uncomfortable. Ask those questions.
Those questions, more information, and lots of community spirit, I know, at the annual Martin Luther King Day breakfast. It's coming up Monday, January 15th. It's the 36th annual NAACP Martin Luther King breakfast at SIUC's Student Center Ballroom D. It starts at 8 a.m. Stephanie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller.